Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a hearing in a Texas courtroom tomorrow in a case accusing IBM of age discrimination, laying off older workers simply because of their age, one of a number of similar cases against the IT company. Last year, ProPublica and Mother Jones did a deep report concluding that IBM has laid off more than 20,000 workers over 40. That's about 60% of the company's job cuts. And the reports cited damning quotes from the company's consulting arms that called older workers gray hairs and old heads. In one lawsuit against IBM, the plaintiffs said company researchers called baby boomers uncollaborative, technologically unsophisticated. And the plaintiffs claimed that they were shown the door in droves. Peter Goslin was one of the reporters on that story. He's a contributing reporter at ProPublica. Peter, welcome.
Thank you,
Robin. And people might be saying right now, wait a second, isn't that against the law? So let's start there. Isn't that against the law? Over 50 years ago, Congress passed the Age Discrimination Employment Act, except for a few exceptions like physical qualifications. You can't discriminate based on age. But what, it's hard to prove?
It's certainly hard to prove. I think the way you should think about this in terms of the law is that any normal person reading about these, what's happened to many of the people I've written about, would say that's age discrimination. And if the law doesn't make it illegal, then that's on the law. Mm-hmm. The law has been gutted over the last 25 years, and so it's well nigh impossible to prove age discrimination now.
Well, some of the ProPublica's findings that you were behind about IBM, you say IBM denied older workers information the law says they need in order to decide whether they've been victims of age bias, required them to sign right away, whether they wanted to go to court, targeted people for layoffs and firings with techniques that tilted against older workers even when the company rated them high performers. The money saved from the departures went to hiring young replacements. What were some of the other things that you found in your research that IBM did?
Well, I think that the big finding here is that when you start trying to figure out how many people are affected, you got to look closely at, was that retirement really voluntary and knowing, which is what the law requires retirements to be, or was it forced on them?
Well, how could it be forced? Tell us how it couldn't be a voluntary.
Well, it's pretty simple. IBM told people who were 55 and older, many of their older workers who they decided to lay off, that they were retiring. And many of these people, many of the people we talked to said, no, I'm not retiring. You're laying me off. And IBM said, no, you're retiring. Hmm. Now, that counts for something because, among other things, if you're retiring, you don't get unemployment benefits. So people fought this, but not successfully.
Well, we'll get to more of the cases you cite, but you just said something important. We're not talking about the elderly here. We're talking about people over 40, over 50.
That's right. I think one of the reasons this is important is that people over 40 and 50, but younger than, for example, my age, late 60s, in effect are stranded. We don't have a lot of social safety nets for people who get laid off when they're 50 years old. And many of these people end up being out of work for extremely long times. And many of them eat through a lot of the retirement savings, the very things that we're expected to have for when we do get to be 65. So they're kind of stranded in the middle. And
right.
It makes a mess of people's financial lives and their personal lives, too.
Well, that also, if you're 30, let's say, or 40, and you're listening to this and thinking, well, that's not me. Well, it sort of is in 10 years. So we want to lay the groundwork here. And go to the case in Austin. What are the allegations in that case against IBM?
The allegations there, this is a case in the Federal District Court in Austin, a top-level salesperson for one of IBM's products was told he was resigning preparatory to retirement. And he has said nothing of the sort, that he was laid off. And the hearing tomorrow is about whether or not the IBM CEO, Ginni Rometty, can be deposed on this subject.
Yeah. You cite in your political reporting many of IBM's own words from confidential documents. And one, for instance, talks about the company having a strategy to correct seniority mix, meaning they wanted more millennials. They had an active campaign to get millennials. Just taking IBM's position for a moment, you know, if a company feels that we are a technology company And this is a time of changing technology. We want younger people in who are more comfortable with new technology. What is wrong with that?
Well, let's try two things. One is this issue of being comfortable with technology. There are lots of images that the young are better at technology, and they may be about certain kinds of technology, and they're not about others. So there is we have to watch assumptions about technological capabilities. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we showed in the story is that people who IBM rated as very competent technologically and in doing their jobs were not protected at all from layoff. The fact of their competence and IBM's own labeling of them as competent wasn't any protection.
I'm going to also add that one of your findings was that older employees who were being laid off and told that their skills were out of date were then almost immediately brought back as contract workers for lower pay.
Right. That's right. And look, the other thing I just say about this is there are ways to change your workforce. They may be a little slower than mass layoff, but they are fairer. And as my co-author, Ariana Tobin, said in another context, here's the thing about age. It happens to all of us. And so that the person who's 30 or 35 and saying, hey, that's not me, that, as you said before, yeah, it's not you now, but it is you in 10 years or 5 years. So you should be interested in fairness here because it's going to come back to bite you if you're not.
What does IBM say about these accusations?
They say they're very proud of their record of diversity and inclusion. And in fact, IBM has a long history, particularly on race, of being liberal and being progressive. What's amazing about this is that if you look at it, the one thing that's left out is age. And look, Robin, can I just say one other thing about this? You could think that IBM was a one-off. Mm-hmm. But one of the other projects we tackled was to ask the question, so is IBM a one-off or is this widespread? And there's really strong evidence that age discrimination, dumping out 50-year-olders and older, is very widespread in the American labor market today.
And the companies may be saying it's because they want fresher thinking. They want more and more. They may be saying more technologically adept people. But is it – what about money?
Yes. Look, the critique against older people goes something like this. We cost more because of health care and we're cognitively diminished. There's something to the fact that people cost more because of health care. By the way, so do women in their 30s who are having children. And we wouldn't want a policy that says if you get pregnant, you get dumped. And as for cognitive diminishment, I just think we're working with very, very old notions of what cognitive ability is. We're living something like 30 years longer than we were a generation or two generations ago. Mm-hmm. And we are living healthy for 30 years longer. And so the critique is old.
Yeah. This is personal for you. You were laid off a few years back. It was a startup. Just, you know, your personal understanding of what happens.
Well, look, this is it is personal to me. I was laid off. I'm a single father of twins, and I was laid off in the very week they started college. And I thought I'd be out for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. I was out 15 months, which did nothing pretty to our finances. The perspective of being both older and laid off and having kids who are 22 and just starting out in the labor market and facing a world, a decade of internships and one-year contract gigs, is that you get a perspective of what's happening at both ends of the age spectrum in this United States labor market. And what you're watching is a fraying of the employer-employee relationship, which we've counted on to keep this society together, certainly during the post-war period.
Well, just real brief, Peter Goslin, I mean, is this a time that has passed? I mean, one of the things you write about in ProPublica is all the IBMers who said to you, "This we were in for life. This is what we thought." But is that a delusion now? I mean, that's just not the way the workforce works anymore.
It's not the way the workforce works right now. As a society, we have to ask if we want to have this other, different way of working where it is all transactional, it is all temporary, it's all side hustles. And I think that the answer is if we really imagined what it would be like to have that kind of world, we wouldn't want that kind of world. And we couldn't afford that kind of world, because one of the things it means is that you can't depend on the employer, so you're going to have to depend on government programs to give people the tide me overs to get between one gig and the next gig. And I don't think we're ready to do that.
Well, you remind us of the other thing that happens when, again, we're not talking about the elderly, when 40, 50-year-olds are laid off. That's exactly when they are putting kids through college and exactly when they need that income the most.
And exactly when they're saving for what they're now told is their responsibility, which is to finance their own retirements and finance retirements that are much longer because we're living longer.
Yeah.
So I think one of the most tragic things we found in this story is that people just went zooming through their retirement savings to just try to keep the kids in college and them with food and a roof over their head.
That's Peter Goslin, contributing reporter at ProPublica, senior fellow at Hunter College's Brookdale Center on Aging. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And we asked IBM for a statement. They told us IBM makes its employment decisions based on skills, not age, and invests in skills and retraining to make all of us successful in this new era of technology. So, thoughts. Have you seen age discrimination firsthand? Maybe illegal, but do you think it's fair?